Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get into Teebs' timeline. What do you think has been your most interesting tweet this past week?
I was tweeting today about crazy exes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Kaya Langer tweeted, like, what's the craziest thing your ex has ever done? And I was just looking at some of the answers, and I couldn't believe that I'm not the only person that's dealt with crazy exes.
Okay. So that's interesting on your timeline. Let's really get into it. Let's kick it off with this. It's nice when you have connects getting styled by Sia Biile for Sama 22. His segment's coming up just after yours. That guy's just killing it.
Yeah, man, he is. Obviously, we got some stuff going behind the scenes. I can't really talk about what he's doing, but he's helping me out with some of my summer stuff, and then he's going to style me, yeah.
How many outfit changes are you doing on the night?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not performing, so I mean...
You don't need to change it up a lot. Talk to me about your sense of style. We've actually never really decoded
classic,
this.
Classic, classic, classic.
Okay, like a Jadena song.
I'd wear black tux 100 times if I could.
You actually did tweet about that, yeah. When looking at the Met Gala fashion. He said you don't understand why people don't just keep wearing black tuxes.
I don't get it. Like, guys are doing other things, bro.
What did you think of Kanye's get-up?
I hated it.
Okay. It looked pretty cool when you kind of close-upped on it. The jacket looked pretty embellished and dope.
It looked cool when they were all together.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But maybe he could have done something like maybe not wear jeans or something. Like, I literally feel like they gave him that jacket on his way to the Met Gala.
You were pretty invested in the Met Gala this year. I saw you tweeting loads of pictures out of that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool, man.
Oh, dude, we need events like that here. Don't you want to show love? Love Gala.
Those events happen all the time. Like, people just aren't invited to them.
Oh, sure. That was a shutdown. says here, curating web content, finalizing a menu, client digital brief, radio, gym, and cooking rest of the day. No reason to complain, huh?
Yeah, no reason. We're dropping the new website tomorrow, the teams.co.za.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
So just finishing that up. Launching it tomorrow as well in a cool way, like doing a little private dinner. So chilling with the chef before this.
Nice.
Just finalizing the menu. So what's nice is that it's already serving its purpose in terms of it's for clients.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's an extension of what I do in terms of consulting and all that. So it's already happening. So I'm happy about that.
You then asked a question on Twitter this week. Can Mshoza at least pass studio on her way to or from these surgeries, man?
What does Mshoza do now other than have surgery?
And that shit is expensive.
That shit is expensive, bro.
Like, I don't know. Who's funding that?
And don't you have to maintain that shit? Like, you can't just go and then you're done.
It's painful as well. Who do you think is funding it?
I don't know. But some other weird blesser.
Heavy, bro.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you start looking at that, I feel terrible for her because there's clearly some major issue there.
Look, it's that thing of, I guess, once you start it, they say once you start with the plastic surgery, like, you keep finding flaws. So you're going to keep doing it because there's stuff to fix because it's unnatural. I mean, you're dealing with heat, you're dealing with perspiration.
But it looks unnatural. People that have had too much plastic surgery, they look so unnatural.
Yeah, it's scary, actually.
In terms of writing, don't commit unless you're committed. Use the opportunity. Let others use it, please.
Yeah, so, I mean, Sholav, the Sierra Zere is still going to exist. And there's lots of writing platforms on there. I'm just not going to write on the site anymore. So I've put it out there that I'd like people to write on the site. But it's an opportunity. And if people don't take it seriously, it's fine. But if they're going to commit, then they have to be committed.
On the subject of exes and terrible exes stories, here's one. My one dude got home, all his clothes and shoes were on the floor, and the taps had been open for hours.
Yeah. Anyway.
Another ex used to follow me. What was extra awkward was I didn't have a car.
Yeah, it was quite weird. She had a car, I didn't have a car, and like she would like stalk me.
Hang on, so you walking down the road, and she's cruising at like 10 kilometers an hour.
Or like I'd be coming out the club, and like I can see her car at like the edge of the street.
So how did you rectify that situation?
She's my ex.
Is there not a part of you that was a little flattered?
Not a chance.
Okay. Like, did you wish that crazy ex?
Eventually.
Oh, no. What happened?
Crazy ex.
Okay. What does that mean? Like, you...
She would stalk me with her car, bro.
Oh, heavy, bro. Okay. An ex once thought she caught me cheating, so she went to my house and effed the place up. Turns out I wasn't cheating. Awkward as F.
Yeah, it was really awkward. It wasn't even like, you know, like, you're not even the guy in the situation in the end. Like, it was like another dude and another girl. Mm. It wasn't even about us. but like she reacted, and she had keys, so she wouldn't mess up the house.
Huh. You got a lot of stories about these exes.
Well, I don't have a lot of exes, so I mean, they know who they are.
Okay. Oh, hey, what's happening, person outside? You one of Teebs' exes?
What are you doing, Ari?
Teebs, someone's here for you, bro.
No, stop it.
He's here every Wednesday.
No,
just
I'm scared.
Off the floor.
No, I'm scared.
Is that a knife? Don't worry.
Wow.
says here, the thing about people who email after 10 p.m. is that they remain AWOL the following day, SMH.
Yeah, I don't get that thing. Like, you have the entire day to handle stuff. Then you'll send me a text at 10:30, just emailed you. Cool. And then I'll reply at 10:30. But like, then you go to bed. Then I can't get a hold of you the entire next day. Like, I don't understand the
That's
logic.
That's kind of me. I don't understand that, it either. Yeah, I like
is that
to
what
do,
you do?
I like to do emails like at night or follow up with things at night. Because sure. During the day, I'm distracted by life.
Look, I believe in doing things first thing. But I mean, if it's important, I can't be sending you an email at 10:30.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Try minding your own business today.
Just try, guys. I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, you'll be quite peaceful if you mind your own business.
I always note the timing, not one for coincidence.
Not one what?
Not one for coincidence.
Oh, not one for coincidence. Yeah, look, I'm not a believer in coincidence. Like, if something doesn't feel right, or if people just appear, or sometimes like there's a change in pattern or whatever, like I always note it, and I always like I pick up on it very quickly. Yeah,
you are pretty good at kind of studying people.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm an only child, so I've always like people watched.
Do you ever get caught doing that? No,
nah, I guess watching. Dark shades.
Yeah,
dark
and
shades.
Also you don't care. You can sit at the restaurant.
I actually do not care.
If she never puts in the call or text.
It's
sure.
Okay, bro.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
I just
bro.
Got overwhelmed by four S's in one word.
Yeah, we're just talking about when do you know if someone's with you or not with you? And I like, if you're the one that's constantly calling, like, yo, come over, then reassess, bro.
Whoop, gym, bedroom, kitchen, club, and office. I've experienced views in these scenarios. I'm comfy with my opinion.
Yeah, I was saying that I like the Drake album, but I don't believe it's a classic, and like guys were going in on me.
How long did it take you until you'd listen to the whole thing?
Look, first day I probably listened to it 10 times.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's me.
Huh.
So like since
Are you done with it now though?
No, I'm not. I mean, yeah. I was listening to it on the way here. Yeah. I just don't believe that it's his greatest body of work. Like the word classic, that's all I said.
Doesn't apply to it. But he's got all this hype, dude. It's just
no,
like
look,
hype.
He understands the machine. Do you know what I mean? He understands the Drake machine, and that's part of the business. You know what I mean? Like, you can't talk about the things you spoke about on your first album when you're Drake. Mm. Like, your life has changed considerably. You know, so we don't expect that. What I expect is, I don't know, where's the Lil Wayne feature? You know, I don't know, where's the Jay-Z feature? Where's the rap for rap bars? Like the Drake stuff. Like, where Drake actually showed us what he's capable of. I mean, he's always going to talk about being vulnerable. He's the guy that can say what he feels about exes and whatever. We get that. We expected that. I wanted him to rap.
So, I mean, it was interesting listening to his interview on Apple Radio.
Sure.
Doesn't like Jay-Z. Doesn't like Nicki Minaj at the moment. Loves Kanye. I thought that's pretty interesting that, like, you know.
You know, I also feel like these guys genuinely, like, put in a call before. They're like, okay, I'm going to be on Sway later and I'm going to talk about you. Just don't take it personal. It's part of the business.
Oh, you think so?
I think they do that.
Do they do that? Yeah.
I don't think he's brave enough to just, I don't like Jay-Z.
You would know if they do that here. Are people doing that here?
No, no one does that here.
Ah, bro, we need to get that happening.
I don't think we're big enough to do it here.
Okay. We just need more drama, bro.
Why?
We need more.
We've had plenty. Trust me, there's been so much.
What did you think of a Sunday night's euphonic series of tweets?
Hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love asking you these questions. The rare occasion that I don't feel like the debate.
Or the shup-shup emoji. Yeah, like sometimes I don't want to argue and that's my response.
You say how TT and Teta is a problem.
Yeah, like TT's like my home girl, and she knows she can get away with a lot, and that's a problem.
She's one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Yeah, let's not talk about her too much. Nah, like, she gets enough props. This is not about TT.
Okay, yeah, screw you, TT. I really don't mean it. I think you're fantastic.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Teebs forced me to say that. They say you can't buy class. Can you create it?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, like, in terms of, like, I'm doing this dinner thing tomorrow for, like, 20 people. And the whole thing about it is just launching things in a different way. And then I was talking to, like, the barman at the space, and he's like, yeah, this is class. And I'm like, and I asked him, like, why? He's like, no, everything is like, expensive and everything. I mean, obviously, it's sponsored. It's not out of my pocket.
Yeah.
He's like, everything is sponsored. And I was like, his definition of class is what people can't afford. But people say that you can't buy class. So did I create it? Do you know what I mean? By getting the sponsor to create this thing, did I create class? So I found that interesting.
It's all subjective.
Sure.
I watched a movie the other day. I'm still recovering. It's called The Adderall Diaries.
Oh, yeah?
With James Franco. And it's basically about how, like, I'll remember today's team talk with Teebs, and you'll remember today's team talk with Teebs in completely different ways.
Sure.
With completely different highlights.
Sure.
Which means that no one can ever really recount the truth of a situation.
Yes.
So, like, and then I thought, like, Oscar Pistorius has his idea of what happened. And to him, that's really, like, what happened. I find it a little difficult to digest, this idea that, like, there is no such thing as truth because everything is a perspective.
I totally get it. It's like being in a relationship and arguing.
Yeah.
It's like you don't understand why this person doesn't see what you see. Like, you were both there, but you just see it differently.
It sucks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think it, that there's no truth. You say here, no one takes more shit in Joburg than door ladies.
Yeah, door ladies are put through a lot because everyone in Joburg is VIP. Everybody in Joburg is, you know, I went to the Super Mega Show on Sunday, and he, like, walked in with 200 people. And I can only imagine what the door lady went through. And, like, I mean, I called him in advance. I'm like, listen, you'll find me there. I mean, I'll be with TT and do me, and we'll be comfortable. You'll find us there. And when you walked in, I was like, what a mess.
Looked like a dope event, though.
No, it was sick. No bullshit. Greatest show I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's killing it. That DreamWorks song is just next level.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying that. Like, I really think it's a dope song. Even Snoop agrees with me. Yeah. Because Snoop and I, obviously, we speak regularly. Yeah.
I heard about you guys.
And then he Snapchatted.
I heard about you guys.
I was actually sitting in the car next to him.
Really?
And then I flew back to Joburg. Part of the creative process is accepting that it won't be loved by everyone. When you can deal with that, then you'll always enjoy it.
Yeah, man. Again, I mean, there's new concepts coming up. I'm dropping a new website tomorrow. And I know there's going to be a couple people that'll be like, we don't get it. It's just a website. Whatever. Like, I think everything serves its purpose. I think everything is some sort of release when you're a creative. And if you understand it and if you're comfortable with the fact that it's not for everyone, then you'll be fine.
Says here, my PA needs to understand that I don't work for her.
I don't work for you, Tato. You can't boss me around, can't tell me what to do. You can't shout at me. Please stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you nodding your head like that, Producer Cat? You were so invested there. Are you and Tato like friends? What's going on here? Hang on. Let's get you on. What's the deal?
No, I don't know, Tato. But in our relationship, I'm the Teebs, you're the Tato. So, you must just know.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything Teebs just said, what's happening?
You're popular. Answer your phone.
It's Jane's phone.
Oh. Okay. What is her ringtone?
Kulungile Baba.
Hang on. Answer. That's Jane.
They're buzzing her. Okay. You know how it is.
There's Jane Malachi over there in the room next door putting zap signs at me.
He was here for an interview on Luis Obata's show, and it was so exciting.
Yeah, and then Jane, I saw, was that the one that she made her Facebook picture?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Hang on, Jane, do you want to say something? She's literally, she's mouthing something. I don't think she'll come and say
it. She said F you, bro.
Yeah, that's basically it. There you go. Okay, let's get back into these tweets here. Ladies, which wardrobe essentials would you like to see on Us Men this winter? What responses did you get?
Ladies want to see a lot of knits. They want to see a lot of trenches. Apparently, they're really, really tired of bomber jackets. They're tired of the fuckboy look.
What's that?
Chris Brown, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I think like oversized t-shirts. Sometimes the t-shirts are longer on one side than the other. Sometimes the t-shirts have holes in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where it's
and
going.
And then the really, really, really skinny jean. Like really skinny.
But at least it's like it's not a bad crotch situation because it's covered by the t-shirt. So
listen, if guys can walk and sit and carry themselves comfortably and if Chris Brown can dance on those jeans, then hey.
I haven't seen you do the oversized t-shirt thing. Yeah.
No.
You're not going to wear a t-shirt that comes down to your knees.
What for, bro? Not even when I play basketball.
Not going to happen. Mm-mm. Do not mistake kindness for weakness. Trust me on this one.
Yeah, I think sometimes people just really, really take advantage of people that just, you know, let shit slide.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And people let shit slide for different reasons. Sometimes it's for the greater good. But people just don't know when to stop when people are kind. They take advantage of kind people. And you're going to push people. You know, like they're going to, eventually they're going to respond and it's not going to be positive.
Huh. I wasn't sure what chinky meant.
Chinese dudes.
Okay.
Asian dudes.
If your eyes ain't chinky, I don't trust you with my sushi.
Yeah, man. I don't want like the Shangan guy at Ocean Basket making my sushi. No. I really don't. I don't want Sistora at Tasha's making my sushi. If he's not a chinky eye, I don't trust you with my sushi.
What does your sushi order always look like?
Hand rolls, prawn and salmon, and then a lot of sashimi.
Do you use the chopsticks?
I do.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Go full on hands.
I think it was
a hand roll with chopsticks. Are you serious?
No, not the hand
roll.
Jeez. But I think for me it was a Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
So I was always obsessed with chopsticks.
I find it so difficult. Yeah. Okay. Let's have a look here. Apparently, I trended while I was asleep. Need to discuss this with my business coach.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, if we can trend while we're sleeping, then we should get some return on investment with this data thing.
Last night, I spoke of women who get men into fights. Just saw the whole thing happen. Poor sod got his ass handed to him, SMH.
Yeah, man. There's this thing about girls in the club who, again, don't know when to shut up. Do you know what I mean? Like, when a situation is tense, whether you're male or female, you have to shut up. You know, because you don't know who you're dealing with. And then half the time, a dude knows he can't touch the woman, so he's going to touch the guy next to her.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And those girls always get dudes into shit. Yeah. The end.
A lot of advice. You are like a club master. I feel like...
Yeah, I'm writing this book in my head, in this series in my head, and I'm going to do it soon.
How clubs sort of work
just
and operate.
Like Joburg, other side, when the lights go off.
What really happens? Mm. Twitter after dark.
Right. Joburg after dark.
Anything I missed here? Anything we need to add to this mix? I haven't checked your Snapchat yet. Have you Snapchatted
not
today?
Not much. This week I haven't really been going in. No.
A producer cat's saying to me, why aren't you asking about Seppi trending? You already said you're not going to tell
sure,
us.
Sure, ask me, bro. Ask huh? me. Ask me, team.
You ask him, Kat.
Ask me.
What?
You ask teams if you want to know.
Ask me, guys.
I was reminding you because you
guys,
told me you wanted
guys,
to ask
go
him.
Ahead and ask
now
me.
Now you're making it look like it's me who wants to know.
Why was Seppi trending?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Okay. See, you're not going to tell us. I'll take this. Okay. He's the most diplomatic. You are like... It's Sweden, right? Everyone always says something Sweden. But what this oak
I will,
must know.
I will say this.
Yeah.
That we're all working hard. We're all trying. And whether you're male, female, like whoever started it, there's nothing to gain by putting each other down publicly.
Mm.
So let's all stop being stupid, you know, whoever started it. And let's just all get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Did you have any take on Open Up the Industry? That was also trending.
I caught it late. And the little that I caught was that I use myself as an example in terms of what I've had to do and the kids that approach me. And half the time, it's just the discipline of the basics. You know, so if you run up on me in a club and I ask you to email me, if you don't email me, I can't help you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? There's no way I'm going to open up the industry for you. Or because you might be supreme talent, but talent is not enough. So I think there's lots of things that are hindering the progress. but the basics will never let you down, ever.
And you just got to show up as well.
100%.
Yeah. All right.
Show up, be on time, and be prepared.
Power. Dude, how do we keep up all day?
Show Teebs love on Twitter. Teebs06 on Instagram. Develo6 Snapchat. Teebs.co.za from tomorrow. And showlove.co.za forever.
Cool. Yeah. What time for?
7 p.m. We
7 p.m.
Yeah.
There you go. 7 p.m. CAT. He changed the game. Teebs.co.za. Dude, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.